Boker Tov, good morning. Chabul Bashe, Shavua Tov. All of our tefillot Rezad Hashem should be answered. We should all have been sealed in the Book of Life, health and happiness, bracha. Okay, today's class should be for the Refu'ah Shalama Ba'al Cholim, Ubichlalam, Chemda, Bracha, Machad, Ujjan, and Melchan, Mukam, and Rifka, Sarah, Ban, Amir, Shalom, Sarah, David, Ben, Echad, Yafa, Ba, Jorah, Rifka, Ba, Echad, Rifka, Ba, Deser, Shalom, Sarah, Fra, Melam, Shem, Nechana, Yafa, Ben, Riyam, Yavidam, and Yafa, Chaya, Sabbath, Ben, Echad, Ben, Simcha, Ben, Melka, Miriam, Ba, Yechavid, Ben, Miram, Chana, Lana, Ba, Nahum, Echad, Sabbath, Ma, Sarah, Chana, Give, Rigid, Ba, Bracha, Dan, Ma, Yasir, Sarah, Melia, Hadum, Melka, Yashav, Neter, Ben, Fah, Ben, Zaman, Shem, Shem, Penina, Yosef, Ben, Yafa, Daniam, Ben, Dina, Simcha, Ben, Ha, Fra, Melam, Gidum, Ben, Yakush, Ben, Lu, Ben, Lu, Ben, Lu, Gabriel Yeshua Menachem Achanam Akadam Esther from Arab Shalom and Shamsi Menachem David Arayim Nifka Sarah Bat Shoshana Shem Ben Naomi Ulaavdil and Yishma David Ben Eliyahu Ben Amin Ben Yitzchak Leil Dina Bat Ephraim Shemur Mishalim Ben Amagad Badan Boaz Ben Avram Dina Bat Aaron Tamar Barcha Bat Abraham Moshe Ben Rafael Sarah Yosef Yitzchak Ben Shalom Ulaavdil and Rayon Devorah Bat Miriam. Okay, we are in Parashat Ha'azinu. Okay, B'zad Hashem, next week we're approaching Holiday of Sukkot, so maybe we'll dedicate tomorrow Belina there for the Holiday of Sukkot, B'zad Hashem. But today we're going to talk about the Parashat Hazinu. Parashat Hazinu, as we spoke about before Yom Kippur, is the song that Moshe Rabbeinu put together. And essentially the point of the song, how we explained it, is Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Am Yisrael through this song, the power of this song, that he's telling them all of the points that if you do bad, if you continue to do bad and you continue to follow in those bad footsteps, this is what will occur, this is what will happen. And if you do good, you will have so much enjoyment and have so much joy, and this is what will happen. And there's one pasuk in this week's parasha that it's really so vibrant, so important. It's such a reminder every single day we need to know, and it's so powerful for the new generation to remember this point. It says, Zechor yemot olam, binu shenot dor vador. It says, remember the days of yore, the days of old, the older days. And understand the years from generation to generation. If you forget something, ask your father and he will tell you. Ask the elders and they will tell you. But what is this pasuk telling us? So at simple understanding, all of the commentaries, the way they understand this, is referring to the Talmidei Chachamim. If a person doesn't know something, you should ask the Talmidei Chachamim, they'll teach him. But I think if you look at the literal translation of the words, look back. Says, don't wait to make a mistake yourself. Look back at the previous generation and see the mistakes they've made, and let's try to learn from them. Zechor yemot olam. Remember the days before. Remember the days of old. Look back and understand where we came from and where we are today. How we got to this point today. But even more than that, if there's something you don't know, don't just rationalize and think you know the answer. She'al avicha v'yagedcha. Says, ask your father and he'll tell you. What does that mean? That means when you don't know something, ask someone with more experience for advice. They can help you. You know, in this generation, and I think this is something that everyone goes through. Everyone in this generation, at times, they feel like the older generation, they're much older, they didn't live in this generation, they don't know necessarily how to use technology the way we do, they don't know necessarily how everything functions. Maybe we think we're faster at times, we think we know better at times. But the Torah is teaching us that there's going to be times in your life where you don't have the answer. You're going to need advice. And a person should not be, that's the number one time you shouldn't be full of yourself. That's the number one time you should be humble, down to earth, understand that maybe you don't have the answer, and go ask for advice. Where do we learn this? Who in the Torah teaches us this lesson? Hashem Himself. If you go back to the Parashat Bereshit, actually my father always likes to teach me this lesson. So if you look back to Parashat Bereshit, when Hashem wanted to create man, what did He do? He went to the angels, and He said, Parashat Bereshit, Na'aseh Adam Betzalmenu. Said, let's create man in our image. And all of the commentary all of a sudden ask, so what is Hashem telling the angels? Let us create man in our image. Well, what is Hashem saying? Let me create man in my image. What does that have to do with the angels? So Rashi on the spot over there in the book in Parashat Bereshit explains, Hashem was asking advice from the angels. He brought himself down, the Havdil, as if to say, and he was asking advice from the angels, is this okay? Should we create man like this, like that? I said, yeah, this is good. Okay, and they created man in their image, in Hashem's image. What does Hashem need advice from an angel? Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows what's best. Hashem knows better than what's best. You think Hashem ever needs advice? What is Hashem? It's a lesson. Hashem is trying to teach us a lesson. That even when you think you know what's best, even if you are on the level of God, you can be on the highest level in the world, you can be number one in the world, you should still seek advice. You should still seek advice. You shouldn't think that you know everything. Because once you've gotten to a point that you think you know everything, then we don't need you here in this world. You always need to be seeking advice and always need to be seeking growth and seeking more knowledge and seeking more experience and seeking more understanding in this world. And I think that's what the parasha is telling us. It says, Zechor Yemot Olam, remember the days from before. Look back, see what they've done. Learn from their mistakes. You don't need to make... And this is something that's so practical. There's so many people today, no, I need to do it myself. I need to make the mistake myself. Why do you need to make the mistake yourself? Learn from our parents' mistakes. Let's learn from their mistakes and let's take the good things they've done and let's grow on them. And there is going to be times where we don't have the answer. Don't think you know the answer. Don't be full of yourself and tell myself, I know the answer, I'll do it however I want. And then look what happens, that you ended up messing up. Look back, see what they've done and go and ask them for advice. Our parents, our elders, the people who've been here. And it could be they didn't work in the same industry as you. They never did tickets. They never did this. They never did that. Right? It could be. But at the same time, they have experience. They know how the world works. They've been here much longer than we have. So they know. They have more of a knowledge in the experience of the world than we do. That being the case, regardless of how much knowledge you have and how much study you've done in school and how much study you have in the industry that you're working in, no matter what, they still have more experience. Them having more experience gives us the obligation to go to them for advice. And Hashem Himself is teaching us this lesson. It's such an important point, and it's such an important lesson in our Torah, that the Torah continuously over and over. In every book of the Torah, it's a constant point that's repeated to us, that a person shouldn't think that they know everything. You should go and try to find people who have more experience than you, who are an older age than you, even people who are not necessarily smarter than you. But Hashem is not smarter, lahavdil chas v'shalom, than the angels. Hashem doesn't know more than the angels. Hashem knows more than the angels. But still, even when you know more, and even if you think you know exactly what the answer is, you should still humble yourself into asking advice. And I want to take it to a step further. I think asking advice is sometimes, it's most times for yourself. When you ask advice from somebody, you are seeking guidance on what you should do. Right? That's what advice is. Advice is someone is guiding you in what you should do. Right? The best type of advice is from our Torah. But there's many times that you can't necessarily learn out the practical advice and what you're supposed to do day in, day out from our Torah. You need to ask elders, you need to ask chachamim, you need to ask people who have more knowledge. But even more than that, even when a person does know what to do, and a person has experience in that field, you bring simcha, you bring joy, you bring respect, you bring honor to the person you're asking advice from. Imagine, you know what to do. You know what the correct direction is in business. You know what direction, what guide you want to take in this direction, in this industry. But you know what, you go to an adult, you go to a parent, you go to someone more experienced and you ask them, what do you think? I have these two options. And they give you the obvious answer that you would have chosen also. And you tell them, you know what, that's a great idea and I'm going to do that as well. And this is not the majority of the time. But imagine how much respect you're giving. Imagine how good they feel, because now you're giving them what they deserve. The least we can do for a parent, for an elder, someone, they took care of us, they brought us up, they did everything for us, people who have more experience than us, is to show them the respect, to give them back that respect, and bring ourselves down to say, we don't know. We don't always know. Where else do we learn this lesson? And I'll finish off with this idea. In the book of Shemot, Moshe Rabbeinu, interestingly enough, when Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that the Jewish people are going to leave Egypt, so there was 10 plagues that were brought onto the Egyptians. Okay? And what happened was, on the last plague, on the plague of Makat Bechorot, the death of the firstborn Egyptians, Moshe Rabbeinu, he comments and says, "Kachatzot Laila, at around midnight, we will leave Egypt. At around midnight, this plague will come, this Makat Bechorot, this plague of the death of the firstborns will come around midnight." All of the Egyptians come, what do you mean around midnight? You don't know? You don't know what time it's going to happen? Moshe Rabbeinu, you're God's servant. You're God's messenger. You don't know what time the plagues are going to come. You don't know what time you're going to create the system that you're going to leave Egypt, the start of leaving Egypt. You don't know what time this plague is going to come. What does the Chachamim explain? Chazal explained, of course he knew. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to give an exact answer. And if it's off by half a second, half a minute, 1 minute off like this, oh, everyone's going to come and say, oh, you see, he lied. So Moshe Rabbeinu did what? He made himself say something that seems like he didn't even know in order not to have ga'ava, not to be full of himself. Meaning to say that even when a person knows, he should act as if he doesn't know. So, such an extent that we see that all of our Jewish leaders taught us this lesson, that a person shouldn't think to themselves that you know all the answers. We should constantly be putting into our minds and make our mentality be thinking that we don't know all the answers, even when you think you do. And eventually you'll come to realize, the more you learn, the more you realize we actually don't know. The less a person learns, the less a person is learning Hashem's Torah, he feels like he knows more. When you learn more Torah, and I can attest to this, the more Torah I learn, the more I realize I don't know anything. And that constant point on Yom Kippur, on Yafar Va'efa, where dust and ashes, we don't know anything. It's a constant reoccurrence in my mind. Every time I'm learning more and more. Because you see Hashem's greatness. You see how amazing He is. You see how much there is to Hashem's Torah. You realize you're nothing. And I think this should be our constant mentality. That we don't have all the answers. There's going to be times you're going to need to seek advice. And don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel like, oh, who am I to go and ask advice? I don't want this person to look down at me, think I'm nobody. Let them look down at you. Why? Because you will only become great by asking advice and by trying to grow yourself and learn more from the guidance of people who lived here longer and the people who had more experience and knowledge in this world. May we always take advice from others. Look to seek advice from others when we don't know the answer. And even when we do know the answers, try to learn more. Try to understand better. And seek advice from those people who have more experience than us. And Hashem should bless each and every one of us. That we should go on the correct path. And we should follow the correct guidance. And those people who are giving the advice, Hashem should bless them. That they should have the correct clarity. That they should give us the proper advice to lead us on the correct path. Have a great day then.